Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I'm going to be leading you through a guided meditation and visualization that's about learning what to do if you're feeling blah in some area of your life, where you feel like you might be languishing and in a liminal kind of space. Come explore how you can move out of this place and learn to take action with powerful small steps that can help get you revitalized and on your way to thriving more. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space. And if you need to take a minute to find yourself a space, then pause this, and when you're ready, we will pick up from here and continue together. So once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. And I invite you now to just close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breath. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself at a special boutique theater in New York City. On the theater's marquee sign, you read, "Playing today in Theater One, From Languishing to Thriving, an action movie starring you." Next, you meet Sabrina, who operates the theater and who will be guiding you today on your exploration. She ushers you into a beautiful, well-appointed theater and gives you time to pick out your favorite beverage, and you get to choose any kind of theater snack. Sabrina explains that you're booked for a special personal experience, and you are taken next into a viewing room off to the left. There you see a rich red velvet curtain around the stage, and you find your way to a seat. When you sit down, you notice how plush and comfortable this chair is, and how well this chair feels to your body. You notice how your body is sinking deeper and deeper into more relaxation. It feels so good. Your fingers now come across a few buttons along the sides of the chair, and Sabrina tells you you will find out more about these buttons in a while. Next, Sabrina explains that soon a short documentary film will play on the big theater screen before you. This film is about the topic of languishing. As the film credits come up and the music starts to play the Rolling Stones song, "You Can't Always Get What You Want," you see a noted New York Times writer come onto screen. He begins to share his recent understanding about a trending phenomenon known as languishing that's been affecting many people from all walks of life. As you're wondering, what is languishing and what does it mean, you hear him reference information from reporter Adam Grant. Languishing is described and defined as a sense of stagnation and emptiness. It feels as if you're muddling through your days, looking at your life through a foggy windshield. And it might be one of the dominant emotions and feelings of these times that we are currently in. You hear a comforting message that if you feel you're languishing in some area of your life, you're not alone, and there are ways in which to move through this. You listen carefully as he invites you to think of a continuum, and on this continuum, on the far end, could be depression. And on the other end, flourishing. Depression could be where you feel despondent, drained, and worthless, where flourishing on the other end is where you would have a strong sense of meaning, mastery, and mattering to others in your life. Where does languishing fall on the continuum? It falls at the middle. For languishing is a feeling state where you aren't depressed, but you aren't flourishing either. It's at this midpoint where you kind of find yourself in a liminal space, referenced as languishing, where you feel blah or like meh. What does meh mean? It's where you find yourself expressing a lack of interest or enthusiasm. Next on the screen, you see a large image of a living room coming into view. The room is modern and well lit, and you can see that it's nicely furnished. And as your eyes are scanning this image, you're invited to look for a houseplant. You see a houseplant now in the far left corner of the room. And as you're looking, the camera now zooms in and brings the houseplant into the forefront so you can see it close up. You can see that the plant looks quite wilted, and well, it looks like it's languishing. You're invited to think of what this wilted plant might need to get revived. The documentarian shares with you that it would really help to revive this plant by giving it some water and a boost of nutrients in the form of plant food that is suited specifically for that plant type to thrive and flourish. It would also further benefit this particular plant species if it was moved into a better and sunnier location. Taking all of these actions might do wonders to revive this plant. Next, you see the before and after results of where the plant starts to get revived after the actions were taken. Then you next see a time lapse of the plant after a few weeks of further care and attention. And you can see from the before and after how the plant has been growing and flourishing even more. As the film starts to end, you hear the voice on the screen say that Sabrina now will be spending some time with you, guiding and helping you to come up with some ways to revive yourself if you feel you are in a state of languishing in your life. Sabrina explains that if you are feeling a lack of interest or lack of enthusiasm in your life, there are things to help spark some motivation and bring some enthusiasm to help launch and enliven you. There are ways to bring you back online, so to speak, like when a computer is activated out of a liminal sleep mode. Sabrina offers, sometimes when we are in a more static liminal state, we need to invite in insights, images, and to be open to our inner intuition and to our own hunches to get a new perspective. Sabrina suggests you set an intention to be open and allowing for things to come through you now and onto the screen before you. Sabrina explains that on the seat that you're sitting in, know that it's capable of taking your thoughts, images, and experiences and transmitting them and projecting them onto the theater screen before you. So you will have an opportunity to view on the big screen in front of you a vignette of your life where you might be feeling blah and languishing. So now ask yourself, where do you feel like you are languishing in some area of your life? Sabrina encourages you to take a few deep breaths and to focus as best as you can on where this might be occurring. While you're thinking about this, the process begins and you start to see images begin to flash and pop up and onto the screen before you. Next, Sabrina invites you to imagine that you're going to be setting into motion three new practices and activities to help bolster and launch you out of areas of languishing in your life and into more thriving. This will be a simple process where you can take small steps. Each of the next vignettes are about you building little islands, as it were. Sabrina will share with you how to create a string of practical, doable little steps and explain how these activities and practices can help you move towards the bigger islands of thriving and flourishing. Take a moment and set an intention to create a space, a sanctuary for yourself in the place in which you live. Think of where you can create a dedicated space where you can give yourself some uninterrupted time. You may want to give some time to think of small details about what you would like to include in your sanctuary room. Things like candles or music, or a set of special headphones to block out certain distractions or noise are a few examples. Know that you can ponder this once you leave this space today. You may want to start with a ritual to help you transition into this place and time, for example. Sabrina invites you to plan to utilize this space for different reasons and purposes. You may want to even begin with a ritual to help you transition into the special space each time you enter into it. One of your tasks is to commit to giving yourself dedicated blocks of protected time throughout your week. Think of scheduling specific blocks of time into a planner. This will give you both protected time and a private space so that you can be free to attend to certain things that matter and inspire you. For a moment, can you envision yourself blocking off time and taking action to limit distractions? Can you envision putting a do not disturb sign on the door? Can you see yourself creating a lovely haven for yourself? Can you dedicate time to tackling a few specific things that can help shift you out of languishing and into thriving? Things like taking on a small challenge that matters to you, that you're motivated to tackle. You may want to think of a specific challenge that motivates you in a dial-down kind of way, where you can more easily relax into the challenge and get it accomplished because it feels like a manageable level of difficulty for you and it doesn't make you feel overwhelmed. So Sabrina suggests start with a small goal. And what would that goal be? Choose one that you know you could make progress on and make headway on if you just had some small blocks of time. A tip here is not to supersize the goal. Again, thinking of creating little islands of progress that create a stepping stone, as it were, moving you ever closer to the bigger island of thriving and flourishing. What would be a worthwhile goal that would make a difference in your life almost immediately if you were to give it a bit of your undivided time, attention, focus, and presence? Where can you find an anchor of consistency and a way to track your mini wins and progress? Next, Sabrina asks you to envision yourself doing an activity, or it could be a hobby, for example, but it's some kind of project or activity that you are genuinely interested in and serves to reignite a spark within you, a spark of enthusiasm. It can be a small flicker of enthusiasm that you start off with, and the spark can be fanned and expanded. That's the beauty of building upon some momentum. It serves to cultivate more passion and build more enthusiasm. Another area for you to focus on is the area of movement. How can you bring some body movement into your life in small bits and bites during some blocked off time? Can you envision some aspect of your body, mind, and spirit that could benefit from some new movement or practice? Or perhaps you can rededicate yourself to something that you used to do that was a body kind of practice that you really enjoyed. You can brainstorm some of your own ideas and figure out what it is for you. Just knowing that there's a small, actionable, doable movement that you could engage in, that you could really stick to consistently, even for 5 or 10 minutes, could really make a difference. Sabrina encourages you that you really do have this. You have some new ideas, inspirations, and ways in which you can move yourself out of a languishing space and into more thriving and towards more flourishing. You've been given specific strategic things that you can do in small steps. You can take some time and create a sanctuary space. You can protect small blocks of time within the space. And while there, you can engage in small but meaningful challenges that you know you can tackle. You can engage in projects and activities that matter to you and interest you that spark enthusiasm. So as you prepare to say goodbye to Sabrina, you see that she's created you a visual memory board. There's a picture of you that captures from today the beginning point where you can start to sense where you might be languishing in an area of your life. And it also captures some of the ways in which you can envision yourself creating a sanctuary where you have protected time and less distractions. You're starting to sense what is possible with a focus, intention, and small doable actions. You can move towards more thriving and enjoy your life more. So now, take a couple of deep breaths. And when it feels right, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingers and bring yourself back into more of this time and space. And move yourself back into a seated and upright position. And I also wanted just to explain that the next podcast episode is going to be taking a deeper dive into intuition. I hope you come along and listen next time while I talk with a guest about how to trust your intuition and some great ideas about how you can tap into your own inner knowing. So until next time, I wish you well.